My name is Maggie Seiler. I'm with agwire.com. I'd just like to ask you a few questions about the Reimagining Nutrition session that you're hosting. What do you think the key takeaways are for this session?
Well, there are a number of takeaways that we're going to go away with from this particular session. One of the things that's important here is the fact that nutrition concepts are going to change in the future. There are a couple different areas that are important. One of them has to do with the idea the way we think about genes and their expression is going to change. That will change the way we think about using nutritional tools. We also talked a lot about minerals today and how they are going to change. The use of trace minerals is going to be totally redirected in the future. And by 2020, you're going to see a lot of differences in the way we use minerals, not only in animal diets, but those will probably be reflected in human diets also. Final take-home message has to do with the use of some novel enzyme systems. This is an area that 5 years ago we would not have considered to be important, but because of this nutrigenomics, this molecular approach to understanding those, we found that these are very powerful tools for changing what we think about in terms of poultry, pigs, and ruminant production systems.
So for producers who may be at home and may be trying to figure out which of these nutrition systems to follow or what to do, what is your advice to them?
Well, some of the things that are coming out of this conference are, number one, think about the timing of your nutrition. Parental nutrition, what you do to the dairy cow before she calves, is the thing that will drive the development of that calf and the health of those calves. Other things are, look very carefully at what you're doing in terms of trace minerals. We're going to change what we think are important in trace minerals and decrease the amounts that are there. That will lead to improved products and the way we think about product production, particularly meat products.
Okay. Is there anything else from this session that you feel like would be important for people to know or for people to think about?
Well, I think the idea of change is the important part. In the last 25, even 50 years, we've made some major changes in nutrition. In the next 7 years, you're going to see a lot more changes taking place, more so than you saw in the last 50 years. So they need to get ready to understand those changes, and nutritionists are going to be challenged to take those into account and produce better animals.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.